Hi, everyone. Happy Monday morning with Maria. Today's topic answers this question. What do you stand for? What do you stand for? This is one of the most important questions that you could ever ask yourself and answer. And you know what? It takes time to get to know who you are. It'll come with experiences. It'll come with years. And it really is the most important question that you could ever, ever ask yourself in life and in business. And so today I'm sharing all about, do you know what you stand for? So this actually comes from a chapter in my book, Girl with a Plan. So I say that the girl with a plan knows her values and what she believes in. And when you know who you are and you know what you believe in, you rarely stray away from that. So when you do, you always have that feeling in your gut like, uh-oh, something doesn't feel right. And then the red flag goes up, right? And when red flags go up, you have to understand they rarely come down. There's a reason a red flag is going up, right? So it's imperative to find out who you are and what you stand for. Ask yourself what's important to you. Ask yourself, what is it that makes me unique? What do you believe in? Which values do you live by? And do you associate with those who share your similar belief system, right? Look around you. Who are the people in your life? Are they people that believe in the things that you believe in? So if you don't know what your values are and what's important to you, I sort of say it's like building a house on quicksand, right? That house is going to go down. You're never going to get very far and you're never going to be very successful, right? So people are the happiest when they are living in alignment with their values and what they believe. That's really the key. Successful people are clear about what they believe and what they stand for, and they rarely deviate from those values. And when they do, they know that they're going off course. They can feel they're going off the track, right? It just doesn't feel right. So unhappy people and unsuccessful people, on the other hand, are those people that are very unclear and they're hazy, and they kind of live in a state of kind of like a fog almost, right? Which leaves them confused, and they're constantly compromising the values or you know, not they don't even know what their values are. So why are values so important? We identify with those who believe what we believe, right? So we want to be around people who think like us, who uphold similar beliefs. And why? Because this gives us a sense of harmony and ease, and it makes life flow, right? When you're in an environment of people who share similar values to you, like, you're in a state of flow, right? You're all going in the same direction. I think stress and unhappiness come about when we are not living our truth, right? When we compromise our values in some way, right? This can be maybe a relationship where two people don't share the same values, right? That becomes very clear and very evident. Happiness, in my opinion, is really when you're in a relationship and it's the result of these two people sharing the same values. You demonstrate your values how? In your behaviors and your actions, right? So it's not who you say you are, right? Because you could say, oh, well, I'm a person that lives with integrity. I'm someone who always is truthful. I'm someone that says that does what they say, but it's not your words, right? It's your actions that demonstrate to the world who you truly are. So one of my favorite expressions is, if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. I believe that was a song too. I can't remember who wrote it though, but if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. So a woman who knows her values is, I always say, it's like a big tree with big, deep roots, right? She's unshakable even in the most powerful of storms, right? And nothing can uproot her. So a person's value determines and shapes his or her character, as we know, and his or her personality, right? And it serves as the basis from which I say all actions stem from, right? And it's where your priorities are revealed. So your values dictate the kinds of relationships that you're going to find yourself in, and really your work, the kind of work that you do, right? For me, freedom is one of my biggest values, and look what I'm doing. I'm leading a network of women that I teach how to be free, right? So your values will be reflected in your work and the kind of work that you do, and also in the kinds of relationships that you find yourself in, right? So your values are something that can be developed early in life, you know, based on your upbringing, based on the influences that you had as a young child, or they can be adopted later in life, as I said, through many different experiences, right? So we all have the ability to reevaluate and modify as we grow into the person that we were meant to become, right? So what we choose to believe is entirely up to us, okay? So keep that in mind. So when you're really clear about your values, you're going to find it much easier to say yes to everything that is in alignment with them and no to everything that doesn't fit into the picture, right? So when you're really clear about who you are, what you stand for, anything that kind of goes against that or doesn't fit into that, that's an easy no. It's an easy no for me. So to make life easier, this episode of Monday Morning with Maria is all about making sure you know what you stand for. What are your values? What do you believe in, right? So your exercise today is to choose your top five values. So I want you to choose five values that you believe in and write them down. And just start very simply, I believe in blank. I believe in blank. I believe in blank. Five, right? So for me, it would be I believe in freedom, independence, authentic self-expression, passion, and contribution. Those are my values. So when you know your values, everything else becomes easy, and your values are always going to serve as your base point and your compass, right? So they are, I say they're the place from which all decisions are made. So that is this episode of Monday Morning with Maria. I am going to attach a list of values. You can also find them in the book, Girl with a Plan, Success Strategies for Life and Business, in the back of the book, and it's called The Core Values List, but I'm also going to pop them here below this recording for a list of, you know, common core values that you can look at and choose for your top five values, right? Things like authenticity, achievement, friendship, fame, happiness, honesty, leadership, reputation, recognition, spirituality, whatever it is, these values are unique to you, and they should be something that don't worry about, you know, what other people are going to think of you, or should I say that I want to be like this because I'm not sure if people are going to like me. Just, it's all about being true to who you are. So choose the values that speak to you. That's it for now, everyone. Have a great day, a great morning, and remember, keep dreaming and keep dreaming with your eyes wide open. Bye for now.